on the Feast of the Epiphany. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praises to the Lord. Isaiah 60:6. The following is from St. Augustine. It will readily be admitted that the lights and graces which the Magi received were immense and extraordinary, since they were enlightened outwardly as well as inwardly. But truly, could less have been done to convince the Gentiles, or to draw them to the knowledge of a God-man whom they had not as yet seen command the waves of the sea, or raise the dead, or restore sight to the blind? A God who only visibly showed himself as an ordinary child, silent, poor, and weak? Nevertheless, if the Magi had had the same indifference which the majority of Christians have for heavenly things, they would have perhaps looked upon the star only as a curiosity, and they would have met perchance to seek for natural causes to account for its appearance. They would not have hastened to set out on so long a journey, and in delaying to obey the secret order which impelled them onwards, they would have lost the greatest of blessings. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. God caused the star to appear in order to convince the Jews of their infidelity, and to show that their ingratitude was inexcusable. For as Jesus Christ came upon the earth to call the whole world to the knowledge of his name, and to be acknowledged and adored by all nations, he opens the gate of faith to the Gentiles, and he instructs his chosen people through the medium of foreigners. Seeing the indifference with which the Jews listened to all the prophecies which promised the birth of the Savior, God summoned the wise men from the east to seek for the King of the Jews in the midst of the Jews, and he willed that Persia should teach the former what they did not care to learn from the oracles of their prophets, in order that if they had amongst them any men of good will, this visit of the kings might lead them to believe, and if they wished still to be obstinate, no excuse would be of any avail. For what could they think or say when they witnessed these magi, guided only by a star, seeking and adoring him whom they had rejected? The following is from French priest Père Montmorel. No obstacle seemed to be too formidable for the Magi to overcome. No difficulty could shake their resolution. For as soon as they saw the star, they felt an inward secret inspiration, and immediately they left their kingdoms and carried with them the offerings they intended to present to him whom the Scripture calls the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They generously faced danger or death by asking for the King of the Jews in the capital of Judea. "Happy Magi," exclaims one of the fathers, "who in the presence of a cruel king boldly proclaim themselves to be confessors of the faith." The same grace which our Lord has given to pagans, it may be truly said he has given to us many and many a time. For example, the edifying examples we see, the sermons we hear, the good books we read, the holy inspirations we feel, the pious reflections we make, they are all as so many stars which shine and guide us on our way. He calls us, says St. Gregory, through the writings of the fathers, through the voice of pastors, through the illnesses which he sends us, through adversities which well nigh overwhelm us. See, continues this holy doctor, by how many stars we are invited to go to Jesus Christ. Now, if we wish to imitate the holy kings in the fidelity which they displayed in corresponding to the grace of God, let us unhesitatingly follow the star that is meant to guide us on our way. What is this way, if it be not the narrow path which leads to eternal life? Let us hasten to enter thereon, and when once we are there, let nothing discourage us or tempt us to go back. But let us walk on steadily and perseveringly until we have found our Savior Jesus Christ. But alas, we do the reverse of this. Far from paying attention to the workings of grace, far from having our eyes open to perceive the star, far from having the courage to follow its guidance immediately, some shut their eyes on purpose not to see the light, and others put off to another time the carrying out of the good resolutions which it suggests to them.